You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Top News Podcast. You are tuned into CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar, and I'm back to give you the top updates from India and around the world. But before that, let me tell you that the extended weekend indeed was a blessing in disguise. I'm sure, like me, many of you would have relaxed and enjoyed taking a short break from work. Well, now, let's get back to the top news stories of the day. Here's a look at the top headlines of September 13th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Jet Airways plans to resume domestic operations in the first quarter of 2022 after being grounded for nearly 3 years. Sensex stumbled over 100 points at close today, while Nifty ended at 17,300, even as broader markets outperformed. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says that the vaccination pace must be sustained to limit damage to the economy. We'll also discuss why Ford is shutting manufacturing plants in India, a move that has left the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association shocked. On the political front, after Vijay Rupani's surprise resignation over the weekend, BJP's Bhupendra Patel took oath as the new Gujarat Chief Minister today. I'll also share an update on the Pegasus row, on which the Supreme Court says the government is going round and round. First up, Jet Airways today confirmed CNBC TV18's newsbreak and announced that it plans to resume domestic operations in the first quarter of 2022 after being grounded for nearly 3 years. The airline has already hired 150 people and plans to hire over 1,000 people in the first phase. Moreover, Jet Airways aims to commence short-haul international operations by the third or fourth quarter of 2022. And it is planning to add over 50 aircraft to its fleet over the next 3 years and more than 100 over a period of more than 5 years. Moving on to the developments in the market. The Indian equity benchmark indices witnessed choppy trading today but recovered to close near the flat line as banking and financial stocks witnessed selling. The 30-script Sensex closed at 58,170 as it slumped over 120 points and the Nifty 50 index fell 14 points to end at 17,355. However, the broader markets outperformed the benchmarks as both mid-caps and small-caps rallied 0.5% higher. Globally, stocks started the week on the back foot, slipping to 2.5 weeks low on further signs of accelerating inflation as well as tax and regulatory pressures on the world's biggest companies. Next up is an update on the Pegasus row. The center has told the Supreme Court that it does not wish to file a detailed affidavit on a batch of petitions seeking independent probe into the alleged Pegasus snooping row. Well, the top court said it would pass an interim order on the issue. A bench headed by Chief Justice N.V. Ramana told the centre that if the government rethinks about filing a detailed affidavit in the case, it can mention the matter before it. The court said it was reserving the order and will pass an interim order in 2 to 3 days. The top court also slammed the government for not providing clarity on the NSO's spyware, Pegasus. The Chief Justice remarked that the government is going round and round on the issue and said that the court will pass whatever order is required. Quoting the IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, the CJI said that the minister had admitted in Parliament that the software was used to target Indian WhatsApp users. The minister had also admitted that tracking facilities are available openly to anyone, used not just by governments but even by companies. The CJI said, and I quote, "We gave a fair opportunity to the government to explain, but they don't want to share details on affidavit," unquote. Now, let's discuss the finance minister's take on the economy and COVID-related risks. In an interview with CNN News 18, Nirmala Sitharaman said that we have to keep going with the vaccination and that if people are protected with vaccines, that would eliminate many virus-related risks. She also took note of delays in the infrastructure expenditure and said that hopefully in the third and fourth quarter of FY22, it'll all be clear. About the Air India disinvestment, she said it is going on and keeping up with the time schedule. Next up, a look at some political news. Bhupendra Patel today took oath as the Gujarat Chief Minister, that is, 2 days after Vijay Rupani vacated the post. Rupani's surprise exit came just a year ahead of assembly polls in the state, and Patel's name was in fact proposed by Rupani himself. Well, some say Patel wasn't among the front runners for the post and is said to be a dark horse. Before the announcement of the new CM, the names of Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia and Deputy Chief Minister Nitin Patel were doing the rounds. Bhupendra Patel comes from the influential Karwa Patel community, which forms nearly 12.4% of the state's population, and he is the first CM from the community. Moving on, let's talk about why Ford is shutting down its manufacturing plants in India. The American automobile giant made this announcement on September 9th, and the manufacturing of vehicles for domestic sales will cease immediately, while the vehicles meant for exports will continue to be manufactured till 2022. Venkesh Gulati, president of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association, called Ford's decision a real shock. He says that all put together, there are some 170 dealers with some 300 plus outlets and around 40,000 manpower. It is a big thing for Ford and the dealers. If we go ahead with the dealer shutdown also, it'll directly affect the manpower. Well, Ford had to make the tough decision due to unviable business conditions. The company had recorded operating losses of more than $2 billion over the past 10 years and a $0.8 billion non-operating write-down of assets in 2019 alone. With poor sales and weak exports, the troubles faced by the company had compounded by the COVID crisis. The company had only managed to sell 2,790 units in June this year compared to 2,872 units in June 2020. Another reason behind the soft exit was Ford's deal with Mahindra & Mahindra, which was signed in October 2019 and was called off in January 2021 without much to show for it. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.